Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. It is September 10th, 2010. We've got a very well-known comedian who's done HBO specials, you name it, who's been on the broadcast before, Patrice O'Neill, coming up in the next segment for the balance of the hour. He's got a lot of courage. He's questioned President Obama. He has questioned 9/11. He's a listener of the broadcast, Patrice O'Neill, coming up. We'll talk about a host of issues, including the big Ground Zero mosque diversion, the Burn the Koran situation. We'll talk about all of it with Patrice O'Neill. In the second and third hour, we're going to go through a lot of big developments concerning the inside job that was 9/11 9 years ago. The, of course, ninth anniversary of 9/11 is tomorrow. The police state news I have today is incredible as well. I remember seeing Homeland Security head Ridge, 7 years ago, say that they would have basically the same type of checkpoints in shopping malls, trains, buses, and on highways that they have in airports. That's just there to train you to submit to tyranny. And here it is out of NBC, Philadelphia. Random pat-downs turned PATCO into police state. That's the Philadelphia headline out of NBC, not Alex Jones. And the police are quoted as saying, we can do anything we want. We can strip search you. We can do anything we want. And we are going to. This is the new America. Has nothing to do with terrorism. And here's a key article by Kurt Nimmo today up on Infowars.com. Hamilton and Keene call for domestic terrorism agency for domestic terror groups. And, of course, over 90% of the funding and training has nothing to do with turban-wearing men in Central Asia. It's all for gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, anti-war activists, basically anybody that isn't controlled by the false left-right two-party system. So the domestic Gestapo now being publicly announced. And a federal court has ruled that citizens can be secretly arrested, tortured, disappeared. So 100% official Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia announcements being made. Now, let's see them try to actually carry it out. But this is a rogue criminal government run by private corporations that have already stolen tens of trillions of dollars in the last 2 years, and they're just getting started. So all of that is coming up. And dealing with the economy, a lot of really important news on that front. It's now begun. They're now having treasury sales, and record numbers of people and governments and institutions are refusing to buy them. So the Federal Reserve is having to buy treasury notes basically from itself. Treasuries tumble following weak 30-year sale of 30-year bonds. Geithner says China needs to let market drive up the yuan. We'll go through all of that economic news as well today. And again, we have other news articles saying, well, it is a recovery for the banks. They're making record profits, but everybody else overall is losing money, losing their jobs, having their pay being cut. They're underemployed. Unemployment, of course, is surging. And that's even with the government's cooked numbers that they're using. A lot of folks are calling and emailing saying, where have I been the last 3 days? Conspiracy theory. Jesse Ventura's Conspiracy Theory television show. Second season coming up in October. I'm a consultant and also appear in the show, and I'm can't really talk about what we discovered in Georgia or in Louisiana, but I'll just leave it at that. I've been on a secret mission the last 3 days with Jesse Ventura. He is such a great guy and is really, really getting fully educated about the New World Order. I'll just leave it at that. But coming up in October, before the show kicks off, you'll hear all the exclusives here on this radio broadcast with Jesse Ventura. He may even come into town and be in studio with us ahead of the television show coming up in about a month and a half. But they're still out there investigating all over the United States and even other places. So I've been out of town. I appreciate Paul Joseph Watson filling in for 2 days. But we're back live on this Friday edition. And coming up this Sunday, I'll be live 4 to 6 p.m. for the abbreviated Sunday transmission. Patrice O'Neill. On the other side of this quick break, I'm Alex Jones. GCNLive.com is the network website. Stay with us.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives. But there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, coming up in the second, third hour, we're getting into the 10th anniversary or 9th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. I'm going to get into the economy, incredible police state developments as well. But in this first hour, Patrice O'Neill is in studio with us. He's a very successful stand-up comedian, radio personality, and actor. He's been on a number of comedy specials, Showtime, HBO, Comedy Central Presents, in addition to guest appearance on television shows such as The Late Night with David Letterman, and on and on. Ellen DeGeneres Show, The Office, his stand-up comedy focuses on topics such as American politics, race and race relations, sexuality and censorship. He is also a regular visitor of the Opening and Anthony program on XM Radio. Patrice is currently on tour and will be performing this Friday and Saturday night here in Austin, Texas, where we're based at the Cap City Comedy Club. So if it isn't already sold out, you can probably get down there and see him tonight and tomorrow. Patrice O'Neill, good to have you here in studio with us.
Man,
it's awesome. It's good to have you here. I mean, I had seen you on television a few times before, but then I had seen some clips and heard some clips of you on the Opening and Anthony show that reaches millions and millions of people. And you were, very early on, right when the Obama deception came out, when Obama was still like God, you were saying people need to see this Obama deception. And you were saying, hey, you know, this shatters the left-right paradigm. And they were saying, what, Patrice, you support Bush?
Look,
You can't. I think there's an instinct to people who believe in New World Order and globalization. There's an instinct. You don't have to be informed to have that instinct. It's like when I first saw after the family came out, I had a heartwarming feeling just to see the black family come out. And you go, wow, man, I can't. I'm alive to see that. But then they see the faces and you see these faces and you go, man, something's wrong. Like, you just have an instinct like, why am I not as happy as I should be right now? That's the New World Order instinct. Then you go and you find certain things out. So I was I think I was on 50cent.com. 50cent.com. 50 Cent has his this is 50. So. You had the Obama deception thing right there as I'm watching something on 50. And I looked at it, man, and I'm like, I can't be an honest human being if I don't feel like this is touching on something. And I had the instinct that of all of that, but that particular film opened me up to the whole thing. And the one thing, if I have to pick out one thing that got me and got me going, was the fact that the Federal Reserve Bank is private-owned company. That, on the lowest levels, I have never gotten past that. If you go, if there's the eugenics and the globalization and all of this stuff, and out of all, everything that got me going and keeps my mind in that direction, is that the Federal Reserve is a private-owned company.
I wonder why 50 Cent linked to the movie. Maybe he's awake.
This is 50s.com is where I saw the link to the Obama deception. And it, you know, it brought me in a direction that...
It's got KRS-One and, of course, Professor Griffin.
Professor Griffin's in that. And KRS has always been into that. But the thing is... I noticed something about it. I'm a comedian. When I first got into it, heavy, you stop being funny. You really do. You just, nothing's funny. So I had to kind of chill out for a second and figure out how to be funny, back being funny again, and then still throwing it out to people because at the level you are, you know, I watch the website and watch all the films. At the level you're at, it scares the death out of the average person who even might be. Eugenics is the highest level.
Well, exactly. That's what happens to me. I'm working all the time, and so I'm usually not freaked out or scared. But then when I take off a few days or get away from the radio or don't, you know, read the news, driving into work this morning, I wouldn't even call it scared, just more freaked out, realizing this is real. I mean, I was on the airplane flying back from New Orleans yesterday,
right,
from investigation and shoot with Jesse Ventura, and I was asked by a man on the plane next to me and a woman next to me, both separately were listeners, and they said, is this real for you or is this entertainment? And I said, well, wait a minute. Everything we talk about is on the record. Of course this is real. Of course this is real. But getting back to eugenics, now, I saw them build up Obama as our savior,
right,
and they were going to try to push their agenda. They took a step with their left foot.
Right.
Now they're getting ready with the right wing and Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin to take a step with their right foot. And so now I was called a communist when I didn't like Bush. Now I've been called a right winger because I don't like Obama. And now I'm getting ready to be called a commie again because now I've got to swing my guns over onto Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin.
But I think the plan was not, I think Obama was supposed to be in office for 8 years. I think the thing that destroyed the Obama plan, I think, is racism. I think white people's, the average white person who is not into the New World, or they're into just regular politics, I think they just couldn't, they can't take having a black boss for 8 years. And I think that ruined the higher ups' plan to have him kind of have this feel of warm, we're all together.
Yeah, this feel good. And then
I think the average, like, I don't even know who to say the average white person, but, you know, people are starting tea parties and starting these things that from 1712. I think I mean, look, I'm not stupid. You know what I mean? It's like, don't lie to me about it not being racial when you start a tea party and you out of nowhere. It's a 2-year movement. Out of nowhere, when the president's black, if you're into, like, if you're in the New World Order, This is not, it don't matter, black, white. That's why it's like, if you're into that, you just go, yo, I don't care what color the president is, because it's all foul. But the average person who's just in the Republican and Democratic, I think there's a racial element to this country that can't take another 4 years of Obama. It's just not going
to
happen.
Well, I think what added to that, too, though, is the government-run health care and all these other big moves. But I do think that is an element to it.
The average person knows, Alex, that's what I'm saying. I'm out here, and I believe in the Bilderbergs. I believe in the Bohemian Grove. I believe it all. But the problem is, I look at, and don't take this wrong, if any, you know, listeners, I look at Hitler, okay, and I go, if I'm a crazy guy, and I go, I hate Jews, I want them all dead, do you blame me as much as you blame the 50,000 people that I convinced to shoot Jews in the head in the middle of the street? I don't like the people that go, okay, I'll just shoot people in the head. I've run into so many people who are willing to kill other people or kill themselves, really. They don't even know they're killing themselves on behalf of the Illuminati, the CFR, these people who we look at it like they're evil. Yeah, we get they're evil, but you can't, don't help them. Don't help cut my head off and cut your head off.
Oh, that's a good point. You know, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has now ruled citizens can be secretly arrested. People can be tortured. They don't need warrants. And this is all for the American people, regardless of what color you are.
Right.
But just like with Hitler, he sold it with an unpopular minority first, but really it was for everybody. So these idiots that go along with this, they need to know that they're in the crosshairs as well.
They just go along. I pay my electric bill every 3-4 months. I pay it when I get a threatening letter. I just forget. This time around, somebody came to my house to cut it off, and he goes, look, you're going to give me a check, or I'm going to cut your electricity off. I go, look, man, I'm going to pay it online or whatever. He's like, look, this is my job. I'm going to cut it off. I go, what if I had somebody in here who could die without the electricity? You know what I mean? And he just did this. He just went, that's my job. I go, your job is to, you think that you love your family by killing my family, like meaning I could, something could be happening. Nothing is, but I'm just on a dramatic level, because then I got on the phone and the woman said, well, if your kid was on a respirator, we would tell you, you should have thought of that before you didn't pay your bill. And I go, are you serious? My bill was $800. You think people got $800 just to pay? You think everybody's trying to scam you? Your job is to hear me beg for my life. And you go, sorry, sir. So do you think that you could go home and love your family the way you think you love them, if you could kill my family?
Patrice, that's a key point you made. You're talking about the Nuremberg defense, where these tens of thousands of Nazis said, hey, I was just following orders, and the court ruled, no, if you're doing something immoral or murderous or illegal, it doesn't matter if a tyrant's telling you it's okay. You just can't abdicate all of your responsibility over to, I'm just doing my job.
It doesn't sit right to me. So as I've gotten into more and more enlightenment about a lot of these things that these people at top, up top are doing, and I believe they're doing. The problem is, how do you communicate that? What is, it's shocking to me if you say it to an average person that doesn't know how much they don't want to hear it, how much they don't care, how much even to look. I go, look, go to the supermarket, right? There's 10 aisles, but there's only one person working, and the rest is you're checking out yourself. Like, there's no more people doing jobs that you go, wait a minute. There's no more tellers. There's just one person taking. And
down the road, what are the jobs going to be to be able to have money to even buy the food?
That's what's killing me. It's like, wait a minute. If you're treating me like a robot, what they're doing is they're setting you up to get me used to dealing with robots. Because you're not being a person right now. They're tricking me. It's not tricking, because what they're doing is getting rid of your job, because you cost them money. So a big business, why would I pay you? If you're going to get my $800, why do I want to pay out the $800 that I'm giving you to a person that's working? They're trying to figure out how to get rid of you, and you're just helping. Well, it's just my job. It's not going to be a...
No, absolutely. You're hitting on the key here. We're being deindustrialized. We're being turned into biological androids, and we had better have an awakening to even salvage some of our humanity. And to do that, we've got to all come together against the eugenics. We'll be right back with Patrice O'Neill. Stay with us.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
I have a very important announcement from our friends at eFoods Direct. Please pay close attention. Due to rapidly rising food costs, eFoods Direct must raise their prices. However, until September 20th, or current supplies are gone, whichever comes first, eFoods Direct is making a special offer to our listeners. It's the eFoods Direct Pre-Price Increase Special. Since 2008, wholesale food costs have risen dramatically, yet eFoods Direct has refused to pass these increases on to you. Unfortunately, they can no longer absorb the recent surge in costs, and have no choice but to raise prices. Until September 20th, our supplies on hand are gone, whichever comes first. Not only can you take advantage of the current lower prices, but for every three selected items that you buy, eFoods Direct will give you one free. That's right, buy three, get one free. It's your last chance to get in on the huge savings. Act now. On the web at eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com on the web or call 800-409-5633.
Patrice O'Neill is our guest. We do have Richard Gage with huge bombshell breaking information. They had a press conference at the National Press Club with former Senator Gravel. Key information coming up in the first 30 minutes of the third hour with Richard Gage, the head of architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, less than 24 hours from the ninth year anniversary of the tragic attacks that have been used to butcher our liberties and freedoms and launch all these illegal wars. That is coming up. Now, Patrice, you were trying to get into eugenics before the break cut you off. You were saying that that's the ultimate level, and I agree with you, and they play us off against each other. They're dehumanizing us. They're deindustrializing us to make us dependent on the system. But the end game is forced population reduction.
It's the high. I'm laughing, right? Because as a newbie to it, I mean, I would say the last two or three years, it's shocking, man. That I think that's eugenics is the most difficult to digest out of any of it. I think the fact that there might be some people that need that are trying to kill human beings, I think is the hardest thing for people to believe. But as you open it, and what I like about your films is this: you don't just, it's easy to go, this guy's crazy, but you give things in your movies that say, okay, go to HR this and go to executive order that, and it's difficult to deal with HR 1000 because it's crazy. So sometimes I got to take your word for it with that HR or the executive order stuff, because it's a Bible's worth of stuff you got to read through. But that's the thing I like about watching your films, is that it's brought me here. It all does come together.
Well, when we show a bill, when we show a bill or executive order, though, we zoom in on the subsection. I mean, here's an example. The last 3 weeks, we have written article after article with direct links to the Rockefeller Foundation, and they're just like 20-page documents. You can read them where they say we're going to develop vaccines that reduce fertility, and they even talk about so we don't sterilize everybody, because then people would notice that.
Right.
We just hurt a certain amount of people
that no one cares about. Let's start with Africa. Easy to do. A lot of poor people, nobody cares.
Well, see, you bring up race, and I will say most libertarians, most patriots that I know, the media would call right wing, are not racist. But they do understand that there are elements, and that the Republicans have taken over the Tea Party and are basically putting out code words, but at the same time denying it. But here's another issue. The ultimate racist are the so-called liberals on the top, because when you actually read their writings 80 years ago, they said, we've got to pose as liberals so the blacks trust us. And then you see the result. Let me ask you this. 51% of black people since Roe v. Wade have been killed before they're born. And then you go talk to the average black folks, they'll defend abortion like it's some liberal right. And I go, really? Liberal right to kill 51% of the black people?
This is the game. This is the problem. Okay, I'm just now looking at the Constitution. I tell you who got me looking at the Constitution was Aaron Russo. When he's like, democracy is that thing where he says two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. It changed my life. I think that's the most amazing quote I've ever heard that puts democracy in.
It was Thomas Jefferson originally.
Well, that I heard from him.
Yeah.
I give him even. But I'm looking at the Constitution, and for some reason, growing up black with just being black, the Constitution is poison words for black people, because we feel we're not involved in it anyway. But the idea of what freedom of the press and then freedom to carry arms, why it's important, and this is easy, is because it's to protect us from a dictator. It's separation of state. When Bush took over the separation of not separation of state, but separation of
church and state.
The powers
separation of powers.
Yes,
you got it.
The House of Representatives and the President.
Yeah.
To protect us from a dictator. And all these things are trying to be destroyed so that a dictator can come right in and take over. But black people somehow in the system of just regular government, we feel ostracized from these words. We all, like even the crazy, what black people call the crazy crackers in the hills that say, we're going to kill you if you come on our property. Black people automatically think those people are crazy. But those people are the revolutionaries of our time. They live how the people who freed the country from England live. They think like that. But to a black person, whatever the news thing does, it makes us think that those people are insane and out to get me. That's the game they play, so that black people don't get deep into the New World Order.
It's another divide and conquer.
It's a divide and conquer thing.
Well, stay there. We're going to break, long segment. Let's pick up where You left it. Patrice O'Neill is our guest. PatriceO'Neill.com. He's going to be at the Cap City Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow. Hurry and get tickets because it's probably going to sell out here in Austin, Texas. You can find out where else he's going to be appearing around the country. Also at PatriceO'Neill.com. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy three, get one free! Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're having a very informative discussion with Patrice O'Neill. We're going to be going back to him in just a moment. You know, we ended that special a few days ago where you got five films for $9.95. We sold out of all those documentaries. We have a few hundred of each just to fill mail orders for those. But we have a new special that's only going to run for a couple of weeks. You know, the Obama deception, we sold out of that. We've now gotten a few thousand more of these in. And when these are gone, it's over. The Obama deception that really shatters the left-right paradigm. And you may be awake. But is your neighbor, are your friends, is your boss, are your employees, is your church? They need to see this film. Republicans watch it because they hate Obama, and then they see the film and it exposes Bush and the whole New World Order. Democrats watch it because they think, oh, they're going to see some, you know, right-wing disinfo piece, and they find out that it's a much larger paradigm. And that's what we're doing, is getting people outside the box. You can get this film, 1995, and get a $24.95 book free, Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracies. He covers everything in this book. It's very well written, a very easy read, a great gift to give someone. Read it yourself and give it away. Get a free Jesse Ventura book, New York Times best-selling author, American Conspiracies, hardcover, free. So that is a $24.95 book free when you get the Obama Deception. But these are going to sell out very quickly. The books are going to sell out very quickly. We've only got a few thousand of these and a few thousand of the Obama Deception. When this is gone, it's gone. Infowars.com. And your purchase of the books and the videos makes this broadcast possible. We've got a lot of other specials where you buy a T-shirt and get a free ball cap, or buy one video, get another video free. It is your support of this show. Listen, I'm not getting $50 million or $40 million a year like Glenn Beck. I don't have Fox News behind me, okay? It's Alex Jones. I'm the guy that makes the decision on what computers to buy. I'm the guy that sometimes carries the trash out. I'm the guy that has to decide what furniture to get for the new studio. I'm not complaining. It's just I could do so much more if I wasn't the guy that has to run it all. And if we had more support, I could do that. And we're really trying to hire a couple more people. We're trying to buy the equipment for the studio. So when you also purchase these great books and videos, it makes everything we do possible. So, again, Infowars.com to get your free copy of American Conspiracy Theory when you get the Obama Deception. So you get the Obama Deception, get a free book, Infowars.com, or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can simply write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760, to get your free copy of Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracies when you get a copy of the Obama Deception. But this great special isn't going to last long, so please take advantage of it. Going back to a very popular, nationally known comic, but also social commentary individual, you know, HBO specials, Comedy Central specials, you name it, Patrice O'Neill, PatriceO'Neill.com. You got cut off. You were making the point about the hillbillies trying to stay out of the system. You know, the black folks, the way the media pushes it is, you know, anybody who lives in the country is basically a racist that wants to, you know, get you. And then you were saying, Alex, am I right that Waco really woke you up? And to a certain extent, that was the real trigger. So we were talking about that during the break. Please continue.
Yeah, I was just going to say that more black people should be into this. Into this globalization game, the idea of it, but it's whatever the news does in this country, it's to separate. If you look at history, anybody that tried to bring black and white people together got killed. You know, no one, anybody who.
As soon as Malcolm X stopped saying Whitey's the devil, boom!
As soon as he thought, whoa, wait, maybe I'm wrong. Get your hand in my pocket. He got killed. And, you know, Martin Luther King got killed.
Same deal.
JFK, black people love JFK.
Well, he was for real.
He got killed. Jesus, Gandhi, anybody who tries to bring people together for the right reasons, they get off, man. And
well, they're always bringing folks together against the corrupt elite.
And they get offed. So the thing is, when you keep me thinking, what do I care about having a gun? I can't have one. I got a conviction, so I can't have a gun anyway legally. So if to the average black person in the street,
and that's why they want to get everybody into the system. Well, it's like this black guy up in Long Island. 25 MS-13s are rushing his house, and we're going to kill your kids. He shoots the gun in the ground.
And they were legal. His guns were legal.
And they arrested him. And the cops said, "Well, you could have killed him." It's like something out of Gran Torino, but you couldn't shoot the gun in the ground to protect yourself.
He shot in the air, and they called it whatever they called it. Man, this is why I tell a lot of people, like a lot of people do have this thing about the police where they go, oh, you know, we have rights. The people, man, police have things that they can do to just take your – look, disorderly conduct is – it ends all your ideas that you think you have rights. If a cop says move and you go, no, I have the right to be here – disorderly. That's basically destroys.
Or failure to follow an order.
Failure to follow.
So what's the next thing? Come to your house, knock, knock, I want you to go mow my yard. And well, you say no, you're
going
to
get. Exactly. A lot of police are stopped. But this is what the problem is. One of the problems, I fly a lot. You fly a lot. The people are supposed to be our elite, the people who know how to have power over another person, meaning this. You have a physical presence. I have a physical presence. So you know what it's like to be respected just because you exist. A lot of people who have power don't know, had never knew what it was like to be respected just because they exist. So if you get a lot of weak people who are now put into powerful positions, they're really, really corrupted by that.
Well, that's what I found. A lot of people who innately are powerful are embarrassed of exercising power, but these little nobody thugs, they are just loving it because they're weak. And that's what the system is made up of, is all these petty people, that it's a new class. They're above us. I flew with Jesse Ventura and at the Atlanta airport. He's got a hip replacement, and I watched Ventura and mainly old folks who have hip replacements being searched. And Ventura said to me, that's why he wants to leave this country, period, because he said it's the act of domination and humiliation every time he flies, the pat down, putting their hands on him. And I was watching him do it to women. And you know, that's your personal space. It has nothing to do with terrorism. And it's dog training. They are training us to have somebody in our space. And they're always, and now they got the naked body scanners.
And the thing about the naked body scanners, I cause problems when I go to the airport. I always go to the airport 3 hours or 4 hours before I have to fly, just so I can see what rights I'm supposed to have. So L.A. was the first time I've seen the X-ray machines. You can say no to the X-ray machines.
But now they say, they admit they're phasing it in to make you.
Well, here's what they do. They don't just say yet and make you now. But what they do is they make life so miserable if you don't that you think about doing it. Now, I said, look, I don't take anything off that I don't have to. You have to take your shoes off. You have to take your coat off. I don't take anything
off. Which is another act of submission.
Submission. I don't take my jewelry off and my hat. You can keep your hat on if you want to. You can keep on your belt if you want to. But you have to choose to take that check, right? Now, what they did is when I said no to the X-ray machine, all my stuff was going through. So there's thousands of people's stuff on top of my computer, on top of my clothes, on the floor, and they keep me on the side to make life really miserable so that I go, okay, next time I'm going to go through because I don't want my computer to be over there by itself. I don't want, but I'm like, look, I'm not going to, anything that I can do to keep a hold of the fact that I have a little bit of dignity, I'm going to keep a hold of it.
Well, here's the good news. You're resisting. First, they lied and said they weren't saving the images. Then now they admit they're saving them all. They're going in courthouses, state and federal, mobile vans, high-powered ones that the government bought 500 that beam your house.
Right.
It's admitted it causes cancer. That's how insane it is. 15 years ago, the Army admitted DU will kill you dead in a hammer. Now they tell the troops it isn't bad for you, use it, and they're dying, and they just say, hey, go ahead and die. So they're setting the precedent, but now because of the protest and people saying no, they're claiming, oh, we've got a computer that computerizes your image and covers up your genitals. First they lied and said it didn't show them, and so it's just an image of a man with a baseball cap, and then the computer with AI technology is going to tell them what area to supposedly search, but we know that's a lie. They're still saving the image. They just do this digital overlay over it. But the point is, we're going to defeat those naked body scanners because almost everybody I know just isn't traveling now, and it's bankrupting the airlines. That's why they're having to come out now and start to back off.
And it's because of the people that they have in charge. If we had elite, like I watch on tapes the Mujahideen. They're out practicing how to shoot two M16s with two pistols, you know, shooting apples off of things. Like, when I watch them, I go, "Woof! Those dudes are trying to kill me." Now, I look at who we have as supposed to be our protectors. It's a mess. The airports, the police, they're just a mess. Sometimes you get a small lady cop, I'm telling you, and I'm being honest, you get a small lady cop who talks to me.
They've got a Napoleon complex.
I say, look, miss, you got to understand, I respect the law, but if you arrested me, you should say thank you to me for allowing you to, because you can't arrest me without my respect for the law in general. So when you come at me with this angry, forceful thing, you got to understand, I'm a person to person. If you wasn't a cop, you wouldn't be talking to me like this. I like cops who can arrest me if they weren't a cop. Like, I go, all right, sir, let's talk about it. And usually those guys are nicer people. But when you get a punk who's now got some kind of weird power where they think they are the law as opposed to their
existence. No, that's what I've noticed. If you've got some big giant cop with arms, you know, they're huge, they're really nice. It's always the little guy.
Because it's a bad place to put them in that pop. But maybe, like you said, it's planned. But all of this stuff is planned. And that's why I'm like going back to the...
No, they admit they're psychologically profiling. And now, first it was don't hire a cop over 100 IQ. Now they're wanting them with 90 IQs. So they're just dumber than a box of rocks on a power trip, and somebody who had a little bit of dignity and a little bit of prowess, they would be embarrassed
to be this person. And that's real. And that's the thing. When I go back to the black and white thing, man, I don't want people to think, oh, I'm white people. I'm saying that as I'm becoming informed, I can understand why black people, because I'm still not removed from black folks. I understand why more black people aren't involved. You can see.
But you're outside the box now. See,
yes.
You've broken your paradigm so you can look at it as a third party from outside to clearly make decisions from an unemotional perspective. But going back to gun laws, the first gun laws were passed after the Civil War in the South against black people. So then how do black folks then support the Democratic Party who says, you know, we're going to take your guns away from you or throw you in jail if you try to have a gun to protect yourself? And again, so the Republican Party, it will promote part of your rights but try to take away the other part. The Democrats try to give you the other rights the Republicans don't want to give you but try to take away the other rights. And between the two parties, you've lost them all.
But a lot of people, Alex, that don't understand the idea of having a gun. A lot of black people don't understand what the idea is. They think it's to keep some gangs out your house. It's to protect you from a dictatorship, a overthrow.
Well, it does both, yeah.
It does both, but the idea mostly for a black person in a bad neighborhood is that, and then there's some white people who don't know what the right to have a gun is. A lot of white people think the right to have a gun means I have the right to have one. It's you have one to protect yourself from things. To protect.
Well, I mean, bottom line, if a lion has had his teeth taken out and his claws declawed.
Right.
That is a domesticated, defanged, declawed creature.
Right.
A free man or woman has the right to own guns. I mean, it goes back 200 years ago to blacks not being able to even own a knife. It goes back to Rome. I mean, if you read the actual history books written by Julius Caesar and others, when they rolled into Germany and rolled into Austria and rolled into other countries, rolled into England, which was Albion at the time, the first thing they did was they took the women and children, they killed most of the men, and they disarmed everybody. So it's very elementary. Any country you look at where the people aren't armed, you're going to have an out-of-control government. So it's a check and a balance. It's real simple. It's like a fish out of water. It's gonna die.
We're doing it ourselves, though. That's the thing. That's my problem, is that we're doing, the average person is doing it. It's not like they're coming and really taking anything from you. They're putting us in a position to be afraid and say, please come protect me. And here's how we're going to protect you. Give me your gun. Let me have a gun and I'll fix everything. We believe that the government.
Yeah, that's like the mafia. Can you imagine, the mafia says, pay me protection money or I'll burn down your grocery store. It's the same thing. The government says, you're not allowed to protect yourself. We'll do it for you, but then if we don't show up on time with a 911 call, sorry, no liability.
Right. It's at the level you're at, it's just too easy to think like that. It's the level of these people walking around. I mean, right now, you're a shepherd, and there's, you got the Glenn Becks and you got everybody that's out here fighting. They're shepherds. And right now, it's a lot of sheep just deciding on what shepherd they're going to follow.
But I think that's my number one message. Don't be a sheep. Be your own leader.
That seems elementary. But I know a lot of people that don't. My girl, she needs me to even disagree with something. She needs me to have a point so that she can have a point. You understand what I'm saying? Meaning she don't just go, here's what I think. She waits to see what I think, and then she either agrees with it or don't agree with it. That's most people. They're not looking to go, you know what? I'm going to start something myself.
No, they're spectators. You're right. Yes. You have to bring up a point to even get them to even begin to realize that there is a spectrum of ideas.
Right. And they won't. They just wait for you to say something and either go, he's crazy, or I love this guy. They're not trying to unfold. That's why I said again, the reason I enjoy your tapes is because you'll do a lot of stuff to say, look, don't listen to me. Go over here. I read this thing about Henry Kissinger. I forgot what it was, but it was a blueprint on how to destroy governments and kill the people.
State Department Memorandum 200.
It was shocking. And I'm going, it's real. I'm not listening to Alex Jones or Alan Watt or whoever. I'm listening. They tell you to go do things. And I'm like, it exists. People aren't.
No, that's the thing is I had ABC News here, a Nightline, and they would say, you think the government wants to reduce population. And I literally played them video clips of world leaders. I gave them all the doc. I said, and they wouldn't even look. They'd laugh at me. And they realized that most people are sheep. So as long as they just laugh and never in the piece let me show them any proof.
Right.
It's just, it's this guy's opinion. Yeah. So do you choose to believe him? And they kept asking me, do you really believe this? Do you really believe this? And I said, of course I believe it. I know it's true. And then they went further on the show. They said, you know, we don't even think Alex Jones believes this. And for somebody who's awake, that's ineffective and looks ridiculous. But you're right, Patrice. They're targeting people who aren't going to look into this. They're just going to think this guy's making it up.
But that's what I'm saying. To expose, you know, you watch the Bohemian Grove. I heard a guy, I forgot his name. He was talking about the Bohemian Grove. He goes, look, in the least, the fact that your leaders are dressing in crazy hoods and burning owls, doesn't that bother you to some, and just on a certain human level? So you don't need to go to the stratosphere. All you got to do is go, yeah, that does bother me, and then move on.
Patrice, stay there. This is amazing. He'll be with us soon.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Off-the-grid remedies can still be grown in your own backyard. Tap into powerful off-the-grid healthcare using all-natural, time-tested herbal medications that you grow yourself with the new Survival Herb Bank. Take the first preventative step against the coming socialized medical shortages with SurvivalHerbBank.com. Traditional herbal remedies have been used effectively for centuries, but the big pharmaceutical and big government cartel can't patent their natural healing powers. That's why they are trying to ban them. The Survival Herb Bank contains 20 powerful herbs, all with proven track records records as off-the-grid remedies. And here's the best part. When you grow your own herbal medicines, potencies go through the roof. Learn more at survivalherbbank.com. Plus, get the ebook, How to Grow Your Own Herbs for Survival Remedies, a $39 value free with every Survival Herb Bank order. Now at less than half price while supplies last at survivalherbbank.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Survivalherbbank.com.
We are back live. Patrice O'Neill with us 5 minutes of the next hour. We've moved Richard Gage to the middle of the next hour. Here's the headlines. Corporate news runs 9/11 Truth. AE 9/11 Truth Conference presents explosive evidence. I got another report on that. Extremely powerful information. They had a press conference yesterday at the National Press Club with Richard Gage, the head of architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. 9-year anniversary coming up tomorrow. Patrice O'Neill, so many other issues to discuss. There is an awakening happening out there. And that's why they put these fake leaders out like Obama and then whatever the next right-wing leader is going to be. And my point is, we are so far down this line. They're building this domestic control grid that is designed for we the people. We had better wake up and come together now for the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, for the Second Amendment, or it's over.
Well, I don't think it could be done without our help. I mean, that's what I'm saying about, you know, I believe, you know, wholeheartedly in this idea of an Illuminati, of a new world order, of the banking system. But it's the more people I meet and the more people that don't care, I think, to me, if I had a crusade, it would be to figure out how do you get the average person to I know the banking system opened my mind. That is what was the most important thing. If somebody came at me and said, hey, look, they're trying to get the world down to 500,000 people. There's some people that just want to kill everybody and get it down to 500,000 people and control them. I'm like, okay, whatever. It sounds good. But when I go, when somebody just says the bank is private and the government borrows money and to pay them back, we need, or the idea of the gold standard, didn't know what it was, didn't care what it was. Once I understood why gold exists, I'm going, now it doesn't. We're not on the gold standard now. We're on the debt standard. We the fact that I owe money means that we have money. It's shocking to me. Then if I know they can do that, I move to the next thing and the next thing. And then I go, oh, man. And as a comic, it slows me down. So I'm trying to, because I know Bill Hicks, man, he was open. He was open to it all. And when you're open to it all, it could drive you insane with wanting to put the information out. But I've learned how to throw it in a little bit, make a person laugh, and then hopefully if I throw a little info out and a person laughs, it's like when you say go look at HR this and go look at the executive order that, it just, maybe they'll go look and it'll open their mind and then they can go. But the fact of dealing with people, man, people are not doing the right thing when it comes to this, man. There's a couple of people out there, and when I say a couple, if a million people are into it, that's not enough, man. That's just not enough. They can round up a million people easy, but you need 50 million, 60 million.
No, you're right. It is a life and death situation to wake up as many people. I mean, you know, individuals who wake up and get really informed, they need to understand they've got a responsibility now to reach out to others. And the system before could just deny and say we were liars. Now they try to come out and go, okay, we lied about global warming, but the UN said this 2 days ago, but it's about population reduction, so we've got to do this. So, or the CIA comes out and says, okay, we did put out fake bin Laden videos. Okay, we are growing the opium. They're trying to really steal our thunder and just kind of put it out there in our face.
It's because it's too late. At 500 million bad eggs. I'm going, who? I said, do you hear that? 500 million bad eggs. You go, and when I say to people, it's cause a lot of people didn't take the egg the vaccine that they had to grow in the egg. So they like, hey, since they didn't take them, let's just put them back out. People dropping dead from the vaccine eggs that they, you know, you had to grow the H1N1 inside the eggs, and it's just like it didn't work. So now they just got these eggs sitting around, and they try to put them out there. Those eggs are now poison. Now they got to figure out their salmonella. I'm like, look, there's no way 500 million eggs got salmonella poisoning in it. But people go, well, that's what they told me. And I go,
Tree, stay there. We're going to do five more minutes. We're back in 70 seconds.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.